Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 7th day of July, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, it's 667-770-1530 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 72 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Pretty mild weather for summer. I mean, I gotta say it. I don't know. We're not getting the soaking we need. It's hard to tell. I mean, I'm just glad there's no smoke. I should keep my mouth shut. There is no smoke. Let's see what we're gonna fucking look at here just to coming out the gate. Shell just reaped an extra $1 billion from oil refining in 3 months as gas prices at pump are skyrocketing. Is somebody getting fucked and is somebody fucking them here? We'll talk about it when we get back.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time gone by, it seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Shell just reaped an extra $1 billion from oil refining in 3 months as gas prices at the pump skyrocket. Who's taking fucking what from who? The goddamn resources, the natural resources in this country belong to the fucking people. How a handful of fucking goddamn masons and fucking dirty church cabal son of a bitches end up, well, they got at least for $50, they got $10 zillion worth of your fucking oil and they get it for $15 a fucking barrel. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Why are we putting up with this shit? They're fucking rubbing our goddamn nose in it here, aren't they? This is from Markets Insider. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Shell reaped an extra. I mean, the record profits all the fucking way, but man, these motherfuckers, they'll never have enough. Until you're fucking dead and any thought that America belongs to anybody but these motherfucking international communist, fascist fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? Capitalist son of a bitches! Is fucking hushed out. The fucking raw product belongs to us. And we're paying the same as the motherfuckers on the world market. This is what being a part of a world market's all about. They never asked we the people if we wanted to be a part of a world market. We were doing fucking just fucking fine. We were making plenty, anybody that wanted to work, we were making plenty of fucking money. They were stealing hand over fist. Don't make no fucking mistake. But I mean, goddamn it, we didn't have this kind of fucking, this right here, it's always been that supply and demand. It's a supply and demand, that's what it is, guys, supply and demand. Until the fucking gloves, iron gloves come out of that velvet hand and comes down on the fucking table. No, it ain't. Will we find what we want to find? There's a glut. There's a fucking glut. We can't even got no place to put it. But will we find what we say will we find? And you'll pay what we fucking tell you to fucking pay. You think that's going to fucking work out? Or do you think that they need to learn some more fucking lessons? I think they need to learn some more fucking lessons the hard. I mean, big fucking lessons. Ones that they'll never, ones that'll back them motherfuckers off. The oil giant said to, Thursday, its refining margins rocketed to $28.04 a barrel in the second quarter, up from $10.23 in the first quarter and $14.17 in the same period a year ago. That means it made almost three times more refining each barrel of oil than it did in the first three fucking months. And they're exporting it. I mean, when they started, they told you they were going to do this. We're going to fuck you, and we're going to fuck you hard. Right to your goddamn face. When you pull into that fucking pump and they know how much gas you're going to fucking burn. You know how much gas you're going to fucking burn. Question is, who's going to have the fucking say? So, see, they said, well, we're the refiner. We're refining the fucking gas. It belongs to us. This goddamn oil belongs to us, motherfucker. All leases are shut down until the fucking American people have fucking gas for 25 cents a gallon. Period. That's real fucking simple. The fucking raw material belongs to us, son of a bitches. And they fucking know, and all I got to do is go down there. Get some little boy to suck fucking the right dick in Washington, D.C., and I can have, and we can do it. I mean, we can get rid of fucking goddamn years of embargo of fucking exports. See, they never could do this because they couldn't export the fucking riches out of this country. That's what they're doing. They're exporting the riches out of this fucking country. They're handing them over to their international brethren, and they're all sitting over there in the Ukraine fucking laughing about it. Cutting up the fucking cash and talking about what weak fucking minded, weak fucking people we are. It said the boom would likely add between $800 million and $1.2 billion in second quarter earnings. See, when they started saying it's a wonderful thing when fucking the price of oil goes up. No, it fucking ain't. To the majority of the people in this country, it's a goddamn hardship. It's fucking bad. Hurts the economy. But so long as these handful of fucking Masonic pieces of fucking dog shit are getting fucking fat ass off in it, it's a good thing. How about we squash your fucking ass and take it back? Take the refineries back. Nationalize every goddamn drop of oil in this fucking country. None of it leaves. It's all fucking here. You either do it here or get the fuck out. We don't need your ass. We got the resource. Fuck off. Oh. The adjusted earnings of its chemicals and products segment came in at $1.17 billion in the first fucking quarter. These guys are making billions. We're losing billions. Where are the billions coming from? Our fucking pockets. They're refining something that belongs to us and fucking raping us at the fucking pumps, and we're just fucking allowing it. You been working on that goddamn surveillance, people? I hear that things are still up in the air over there at goddamn Bohemian Grove. I mean, not Bohemian Grove, but the Georgia Guidestones. Can't quite figure out what they're up to there. You know, it very well could be that, you know, they are committing goddamn world genocide right now. And that Georgia Guidestones being up there, man, I mean, that was an easy thing. I used that a lot. I think we just go look at the Georgia Guidestones. They've chiseled it in fucking granite what they intend to do. And they are killing, maybe they're up in the kill rate. Maybe it's getting to be good to the point to where it cannot be denied anymore. Where the people start dropping like fucking flies all around you. And they don't want that son of a bitch there because everybody's been screaming it for fucking years. They're telling you they're going to fucking commit genocide. Let's commit genocide on these motherfuckers. What do you think? They're a fucking handful. We're the fucking vast majority of people on this planet. Let's wipe their fucking asses out once and for all. Let's get rid of those fucking Rockefellers. Let's get rid of those fucking Rothschilds. Let's get rid of every fucking goddamn corporations squash. You no more fucking corporations, motherfuckers, because it's just another goddamn way. You can call it all communism, and they're like, fuck you. You got free enterprise, motherfucker. That means you have equal access to the fucking resource and equal access to the fucking, to the money that is goddamn, without debt attached to it. Even Steven, even playing, you, no, hell no, you don't want to even playing field because you're retards at the fucking top. You've been fucking your fucking sisters and having kids for too fucking long, you fucking mental rejects. You think about that when you're down there paying $8 a gallon for goddamn gasoline, people. They're doing this and they're bragging about it. So yeah, we're just refining enough until we can, on the export market, because we fucking control the market because we shut fucking Russian fucking exports down. I mean, this is a goddamn syndicate. Can't you see it? Are we going to let a syndicate fucking run us into the goddamn ground and break us off? I ain't gonna. Okay. Fuel prices around the world have jumped up in 2022 as oil prices rose sharply. Why did oil prices rise sharply? Oh, because we fucking signed papers for embargoes to stop the normal. What they've done is there was a normal fucking way that things moved through the fucking different countries and around the world. There was a system. And they fucking put their fucking goddamn Masonic motherfucking cock-sucking bastards in fucking the key places, the fucking Zionist pig Jews in fucking the key fucking places, and they fucking disrupted the fucking, the way things fucking operate smoothly, just like they did in Venezuela. No way Venezuela could ever fucking, they got gold, they got oil, they should be fucking living like kings. No, the fucking Jew and the fucking Masonic motherfuckers in this country, the ones that suck Jew dicks. Well, they're gonna fucking take it, they're gonna make you fucking, we're gonna steal from you right in front of your fucking, we're gonna take it right out of your pocket and smile at you. Don't get mad at the employee, he's just working here. Stealing from you. You know, fucking stealing gets to be a fuck to a point where, hey, fuck, you know, we ain't gonna put up with no more fucking stealing. How about when that fucking point hits? How about when we say, fuck you? It's time for you to fucking bleed, you son of a bitch. What you are doing is against the fucking law. You've been seizing our goddamn, our natural resources from we the people as individual free sovereign nationals for fucking goddamn 200 years. Now you're done. And you're paying it all back. If you ain't got it to give us in fucking goddamn gold or silver, we're gonna take it in fucking skin. You got it, son of a bitch. 22 as oil prices rose sharply. But analysts have said the prices of oil products are running much higher than they typically would expect because of what Goldman Sachs has called unprecedented bottlenecks in refineries. Unprecedented bottlenecks. They've never ran a fucking refinery. They haven't been running refineries for 100 fucking years in this fucking country. They haven't. They don't really. Goddamn, did just, you know, something come up. Well, what was it? Oh, COVID. It was COVID. COVID did this, people. I mean, you can't explain it when you fucking got your dirty lie caught in your fucking mouth and you're trying to spit it out without fucking spitting out the lie. COVID, just say COVID. You know the fucking COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 never fucking existed. And you've let them do this to you over something that never existed. And you know it didn't exist. You outnumber these son of a bitches and they're punks. Coronavirus battered the refinery. There we are. Coronavirus, that's goddamn the common cold. Been on the back of the goddamn Lysol can for 40 fucking years. Coronavirus battered the refinery industry. Oh, it just battered. It just went in and just battered it, people. That's why it's battering it now, because right now they are producing record. Hey, what the fuck are you talking about here? Right now you're telling me you're producing record fucking profits from record fucking goddamn refinery. But here, Corona battered the refinery industry. Where in the fuck was the goddamn, when it came up that it was $41 in the negative, was that fucking gas when it passed through the fucking system? Did we get it for any less? Hell no, people. Because the goddamn, like I said, the fucking iron hand has come out of the velvet glove. They're not fucking pretending anymore. And we gotta stop fucking pretending. We got to fucking melt that fucking iron hand. Causing many plants to shut down altogether, the high price of natural gas, a key ingredient in refining, has limited European capacity. Meanwhile, Chinese refineries have been hit by coronavirus lockdowns. And this is a horseshit too. Where did we run that big, huge fucking natural gas line about five fucking years ago? Where's it? That's right, down to fucking Mexico. We ran that fucker down to Mexico and we're handing our goddamn natural gas to the fucking Mexicans for pennies on the dollar for what we fucking pay for it here. Giving it to them. Well, it's not just them. They're international son of a bitching corporations that have based themselves in fucking Mexico. How much will you let people steal from you? How much will you be pushed around, people? That's where we're at here, because everything that's happening, you fucking allowed it. With economic activity recovering from the pandemic, fucking, there is no pandemic, there never was no fucking pandemic. But still, you know, it's been broken proof. You got your death shot out there, how many are you killing? Did you blow up the Georgia Guidestones? Because it was getting to the point where people are going to start seeing it, and everybody's going to reference them back to the Georgia Guidestones. What Joe? There was never no Guidestones. There was no monoliths here saying that we were going to kill your people off down to 500 million. You think that's really going to work? Pandemic and supply chain snarled. Refined oil products such as gasoline have surged. Prices at the pump hit $5 a gallon in the U.S. in June. And how many years? I mean, I can think about 20 fucking years back, you know, when gas was $5 a gallon over there in Europe. And they were talking about $5 gas. And people are like, fucking try it. Fucking try to make us pay $3 a fucking gallon. Try to make us pay $2 a gallon, you son of a bitch. We'll rip your fucking pumps out of the ground. We'll rip your fucking shit apart, tear it up, and burn it. They didn't dare. Because you had men who had balls. But that multiculturalism, they pumped enough fucking pussies and fucking goddamn transvestites and fucking cowards into this goddamn country to fucking dilute it down until the American nationals had better just stick together and we'd better take care of this ourselves and then throw these motherfucking worthless son of a bitches out, because they're worthless to us. They are a detriment to us. Bringing down the price of gasoline in the U.S. and other fuels around the world. Oil prices have since, fuck you fucking lying, you stinking rotten thief. You think about that, guys. I mean, whatever money you're making, I mean, they play these games with you. And you think you got money in your fucking wallet. No, you don't. If they want to take it from you, this is all, just go out there and put the goddamn price thing up on the thing there. There. Now, I stole your fucking 25 cent fucking an hour raise. Ooh, 25 cents. I got it. Is it going in your pocket? Hell no. Is half your fucking pay going in your pocket? Hell no. You're handing it over to the oil industry that gets subsidized by these motherfucking goddamn, this corporate fucking welfare state that's fucking existed since 1789. Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, traded around $101 a barrel Thursday. That was down from $124 a month earlier, although well above the 79 level seen in the early January. Yet plenty of analysts, believe prices are set to keep rising or at least remain elevated. See, they try to put up here like Brent crude oil, you know, went around like this has anything. Then they come down here and say, we'll fucking sell it for what we tell you we're going to sell it for. How about we shut the fucking leases down? No more fucking oil comes out of this country. Nobody doesn't come out of the ground. It doesn't fucking move until the fucking gas prices are fucking 25 cents a gallon. Got it, motherfucker? It doesn't move. You do not have our permission to fucking sign one fucking lease. And with every lease, they're going to pay, if it's $102, $101 a barrel, $124 a barrel, that's what we get. And it's sent directly to the American nationals who own the fucking oil. No matter what, you fucking scumbag, son of a bitch and industrialist fucking call yourself goddamn capitalist, you greedy fucking scum sucking bastards think. It belongs to us. We trace the history back. I'll show it belongs to us before I hang your fucking ass for stealing it. In our view, crude prices should rise as supply growth lags demand growth over the coming months. Crude prices should rise as supply growth lags. See, that's just telling you right there. It's all been a fucking, that supply and demand shit has all been a fucking lie. It's just been a way, well, it's just supply and demand. That's all. And nobody, who's going to argue past that? What do you mean supply and demand? Well, we can break the numbers down in 50 different fucking ways here and try and feed you some bullshit. But it, what it comes down to is we're taking your fucking crude, your raw crude for nothing. You're getting nothing for it, people. You're getting nothing but goddamn raped at the fucking pump for your own fucking resource. And fuck, I guarantee you these son of bitches are laughing about it. Army cuts off more than 60,000 unvaccinated guard and reserve soldiers from pay and benefits. Good. That's going to be, let's hear some more woke fucking people, and I don't mean woke for their fucking communism bullshit. People who realize that they're getting fucked, this goddamn country's getting fucked, they intend to fucking destroy us. And that we better fucking get up and beat the fuck down, beat the asses down, and destroy them first. This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Some 40,000 National Guard and 22,000 reserve soldiers who refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. Are no longer allowed to participate in their military duties. Also effectively cutting them off from their military benefits, Army officials announced Friday. Soldiers who refuse the vaccination order without an approved or pending exemption request are subject to adverse administrative actions, administrative admiralty, including flags, bars to service, and official reprimands, an Army spokesman said in a statement. The move comes in the midst of the annual training season, during which part-time soldiers are often ordered to serve from 2 weeks to a month with their units for summer training exercises. Those training events are usually critical for soldiers to sharpen their military skills and for unit commanders to ensure their formations are ready to be deployed. Are all your high heels fucking polished? I can see an inspection now. And fucking, you know, the fucking captain comes out with whatever, comes out with the sergeant. Attention! Get him off. Everybody's standing there. And instead of the guy walking up and fucking taking his white glove and rubbing it, jacking the action back on the fucking gun and rubbing it in there to see if there's any fucking thing in there. He's fucking down there on his knees with a fucking goddamn magnifying glass checking the tint of the high heels. You fucking punks ain't gonna whip nobody's ass. And you fucking cocksuckers that think that you're gonna hide from this. You think you got your places to hide? We will fucking hunt every one of you son of a bitches down. And we're taking everything you have. You get the baddest guns you can get. You get everything, the baddest shit you can fucking get. We're coming for you. We're coming in goddamn hordes. And when we overrun you, it ain't going to be fucking pretty. It's going to be like a Viking fucking raid. You are going to be sorry for the day you thought that being a fucking Mason was going to take you fucking so you could spit down on people that you're neither their intellectual equal, let alone better. Let's see here. Soldiers who refuse the vaccination order without an approved or pending exemption request are subject to advanced administrative action, including flags, bars, eyes of service, and official reprimands. The move comes in the midst of the annual training season. We did that. Those training events are usually critical for soldiers to sharpen their military skills. Are they really? If the soldiers continue to refuse the vaccine, the consequences could even be more dire. The long-term impact may mean many soldiers would be forced to leave, a devastating outcome, especially in the middle of a recruiting crisis as Defense Department officials struggle to find people. The real problem here is, getting a guy that looks good in high heels. I mean, fucking most dudes have hairy legs, you know, and the fucking hairy arms and, you know, mannish looking. So maybe a hair on their face, a mustache or some sideburns or a goddamn beard. They just don't, fuck, you know, they're in their feet, you know, because they're man feet and they just don't look right in those fucking high heels. And this is the real fucking problem. That's what they're struggling with. Finding men that look good in fucking high heels. Bring your fucking high heels, please. Bring your fucking high heels. And we'll take pictures of your fucking dead fucking body with the fucking high heels on them, you goddamn treasonous, scum-sucking, criminal, son of a bitches. You are, every one of you, in violation of the supreme, superb, absolute, unalienable law of December 1571. Every fucking one of you is in violation of it. You are operating under a fucking fraud. You are perpetuating a fraud daily. And you are fucking committing acts against the people that are fucking violations of their fucking rights in doing so. It can't be argued. And you've already declared war on our goddamn fucking Bill of Rights. So now it's time to fucking pay the fucking piper. So you guys get out there. I mean, tough to find the recruits that, you know, look right in those fucking high heels. Soldiers will be allowed to come on duty and even and earn their pay in order to be vaccinated or to take part in separation procedures. The Army National Guard and Reserve deadline to receive the vaccine was June 30th, the last of all the services, which required vaccination last year. As of July 1st, 13% of Army Guard and 12% of Reserve is unvaccinated. Times that times fucking three. They give me a fucking number, times it times fucking three. They are lying. They can't tell the truth. The truth will not pass their lips. They try to tell it will stop itself. It will not allow itself to pass their lips. They've trained in the Masonic lodges on how to keep their fucking mouth shut about the duplicity. Let's just fucking wipe them out. Let's just wipe them out, people. Let's just fucking clear this country out of these son of a bitches. Take them out there to the goddamn beaches, strip their fucking ass down, point a gun at their fucking ass and say, walk. Your admiralty's out there 200 fucking miles. Get to swimming, son of a bitch. Every one of them. You participated in this. You committed treason against the rest of the people. You committed treason against the unalienable law of December 15th, 1791. And you're going for a march in the ocean. You're going to fucking die. You're going to drown to death. And if the bodies worship on the beach, we just push them back off. Keep pushing them off until the fucking crabs eat them. I mean, if you ain't ready to do something fucking pretty goddamn serious by now, you ain't paying fucking attention. I'll say that right now. I mean, I'm talking about this. And you think I'm bullshitting? I'm not. That's what these cocksuckers deserve. These Judeo-Christians who are taking up the side of fucking a foreign fucking king against their own fucking people and their own fucking nation and their own fucking laws. No fucking problem. And then the fucking goddamn bastards in fucking Washington, D.C., the aristocracy that's always been there, the children of the first aristocracy. They're fucking there fucking making sure that all of this is fucking... We're sitting here watching them send fucking hundreds of millions of dollars to goddamn Ukraine. Biden got up this morning and, well, yeah, the shithead ran down his leg a little bit and they got the bed cleaned up and he decided to send another $800 million to fucking goddamn Ukraine. With the fight, why is Ukraine important to us people? Because it's the Khazarian fucking empire? I mean, or is it just like, I have another article, we're going to read it, talking about the fucking Biden crime family, and that's what I say it is. It's just their territory. It's their fucking territory. And I mean, you go back to the Obama administration, they were fucking committing fucking atrocities, espionage, fucking treason, anything right there in Ukraine was their fucking, it was like their safe space where they could have fucking a goddamn prosecutor fucking fired for investigating why his son is getting a fucking huge fucking salary for a job that he knows nothing about. I mean, all of this shit, it's just there. And it's going to stay there. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
planted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day of the old. And together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Silicon, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, this is 1238 Pacific Time, and that was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic. I wonder if you could just have a peaceful fucking any thoughts in your fucking mind anymore, but it's not. Just pure fucking hell, and it's going to be that way until we fucking until we fucking stop it. Oh, man. Okay, we got to cut the vaccines. There's some more for our side. I mean, hopefully. I'm part-time soldiers. Fuck them. Let's see what we got. Here we are. This is the one I want. And I shall have it. All right. Biden family has more suspicious activity reports from banks than any family ever in the history of the United States of America. Some Gateway Pundit, it was sent in by Misty for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Hunter Biden and his uncle have at least 150 suspicious activity reports on their accounts. His dad is on that. For years, Congress was able to gain access to these reports. Representative James Comer joined Jesse Waters to discuss the latest revelations surrounding the Biden crime family. I mean, they're calling it what it is, the Biden crime family. But I can see Jesse Waters on just laughing off. They stole $20 billion. You're not funny, fucking Waters. You're a fucking goddamn shill piece of goddamn shit. And your fucking ass is going to, you're going to see the inside of a courtroom too, you son of a bitch. You've been laughing this shit off fucking while people are fucking suffering for fucking long enough, you cocksucker. You're not funny, motherfucker. Nothing about you is funny. Representative James Conner joined Jesse Waters to discuss the latest revelations surrounding the Biden crime family. According to Representative Conner, the Bush administration created banking suspicious activities reports. It was a way for banks to help the administration track foreign money and laundering and dangerous terrorist activities. You bet it was. And that's why they did it, because they care about us. They don't care about their money. Congress was always able to access the government report from the Treasury Department. But then Joe Biden immediately changed the law. Now, what the fuck? I want to hold it a second right there. Now, you federalist son of a bitches out there, you lying cocksuckers, you. I mean, the president changed the law. Let's see, what were those four branches of government to do? See, you had the legislative branch. They legislated the fucking law. That'd be the Senate and the fucking goddamn Congress. And then you had the goddamn judicial. They, if there was a question within the side, the apparatus as to the fucking legality of lawfulness of any fucking proposed fucking action they intended to take, they were to give an opinion. Nothing but an opinion. That's all they were ever were, is an opinion giver. They're not no goddamn great big fucking goddamn monsters. They're nine fucking faggots giving an opinion that I don't give a shit about. And then you had the executive. Now, what was the job of the executive people? Come on, I know you can do this. What were you sold in that goddamn, in those Federalist fucking papers? Oh, the executive will enforce the law. The executive is the enforcing the law. Not changing the law. Where in the hell is, I mean, this shows you that the fucking goddamn, even the goddamn lies they told, they've ripped them away. They don't give a fuck no more. They're saying, by dictate, I dictate this. Boom! Put a bullet through their fucking head. They are in violation of the fucking law. They are trying to fucking usurp the fucking Bill of Rights that belongs to we, the fucking people, and subjugate us as world fucking goddamn communists. And I'll not be a world communist in your world communist system, motherfucker. And it's all, the goddamn shit of it is all the fucking goddamn elite are just rich. They're not smart. I mean, you can get up and give a presentation. I've seen you fucking get up there, Zuckerberg. You ain't fucking smart. You're handed fucking CIA money. You're a CIA fucking brat. Another CIA brat that needs to go to the fucking gallows. You son of a bitch. You piss on our fucking first article, and you think that it's Zuckerberg. So it's Fuckerberg. So he can do this, and you can't. I got news for you, son of a bitch. You're about in for a rude awakening yourself, you cocksucker. Where are we at here? Congress was always able to access government reports from the Treasury Department. But then Joe Biden immediately changed the law when he entered the White House. Oh, I'm just going to go in and I'm going to, remove that Bill of Rights. I'd like that done by sundown and... no more writs. Yeah, nothing. Yeah, yeah. Total dictatorship's what I want by sign-up. Yeah, well, yes, sir. Is that how that happened, people? I mean, he changed the fucking law. He has no authority to change the fucking law. If you were even operating under the lie that is the Constitution, I hate to get into this because the Constitution is a fucking lie. It never fucking was. It never had authority. The people never fucking consented to it. But even in the theory that it did fucking operate like it was supposed to, the fucking executive enforces the law. It does not fucking legislate. It doesn't just come in and go, well, I don't like that law. I don't like that law. I don't, we're taking him off the book. Take him off the books, Harry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a fucking dictator for you. And also, you know, they got the Biden crime family up here. And the head of which is the fucking, well, the head monarchical dictator for the United States of the Americas, man. How you feel about that? Are you feeling it? I know you are. Let's get down here. I come from a banking background, and let me tell you, it is very uncommon for anyone in America to get one suspicious activity report, to get 150. I'm going to go out on a limb, Jesse. I see him. Yeah, fuck it. 150. God, think the billions he must have sold. Fuck, that's what that Waters is there for. He's a jester. The crown fucking jester. You fucking phony son of a bitch. You will hang too for what you fucking know and what you fucking help cover up with your fucking, cause it ain't fucking funny, bitch. I go out on a limb, Jesse, and say that's more than anyone in the history of the United States, and I'd be willing to make a wager on that. And this was with multiple banks. This is a bad statement, or I'm sorry, a bold statement. Imagine that the President of the United States and his son and brothers are part of the controlled, corrupt family in the U.S., that's the accusation. I think they're stealing it. They're taking it all. We'll see how much you're laughing, you son of a bitch, when you hit the end of that fucking rope. You con man. Oh, let's see what we got going here. Somebody resisting what? Polish and Italian farmers rise up against government elites destroying their family businesses. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Farmer protests continued in the Netherlands on Thursday, and now the movement is spreading. And I talked to somebody yesterday. Oh, nobody's doing fucking, you don't know what they're doing. Because you don't fucking look. You're playing with your fucking pecker. You should be fucking looking around you. You'd see the fucking, everybody except your goddamn United States, the people who got the goddamn means to fucking destroy this shit, they're fighting with anything they can get their goddamn hands on. And no, the fucking elite are not going to fucking go off to islands and shit and hide. We'll fucking go out there and we'll blow their fucking islands up with them on it and take everything they got. Every fucking thing they got. You're going to lose it, you corporate cocksuckers. Get ready for it. We outnumber your fucking asses and we will mow your fucking asses. You bought the best fucking artillery? Let's see how it works against a goddamn aircraft carrier. Because those are our aircraft carriers, assholes. And we got the people to run them because they all fucking left anybody with any fucking balls who wouldn't wear pink fucking high heels has walked away from the fucking NATO fucking, what the fuck would you call them, a thug service? Okay, here we are. Farmers' protests continue in Netherlands on Thursday, and now the movement is spreading. Farmers' protests, Farmers' protests were launched in Italy and Poland on Thursday. Farmers in the Netherlands blocked supermarket distribution hubs on Monday, July 4th. The farmers are outraged over new government regulations that force them to reduce their nitrogen fertilizer compounds and limit their number of livestock. Well, God, I think I would be a little bit fucking output out myself. You motherfuckers are telling, I mean, this is somebody telling you how to live your goddamn life every fucking inch of the way. You know what? Fuck you. Fuck your guy. You write down on a piece of paper, there's going to be some fertilizer and nitrogen. Then I look up at that goddamn shiny ass plane up there pumping it out by the thousands of fuckings of gallons. And I want to fucking talk out to you, motherfucker, in private. Who's fucking with the weather? Who's fucking with the goddamn atmosphere? You are. Oh, you got to stop eating cows. I mean, you people, a bunch of people got to starve to death. What's got to happen to straighten things out ecologically on this fucking planet, you see? Well, how about we fucking make it you that are going to be the dead motherfuckers? Let's cull these motherfuckers, people. We have the fucking wherewithal to do it. Let's go. They think culling's needed. Let's start culling at the fucking top because that's where the tree dies from the top down. And it's that lot of dead wood up there that needs fucking cut off. Let's cull those motherfuckers. The farmers are outraged over new government regulations. Really, I would be too. Reuters reported, reductions are necessary in emissions of nitrogen oxide from farm animal manure. They're back to talking about cow farts here, people. At the same time, we're watching them fucking put goddamn fronts. I mean, create fronts in the goddamn sky with goddamn chemtrails. I mean, just one after another until there's a goddamn, it's a cloud front. I mean, it's a cloud ceiling. But they're not doing anything up there with that. That's a normal condensation drill. I mean, the thing they'll still say after fucking 20 years, everybody knows better. But they'll still say, it's like COVID-19. They're still going to keep fucking saying it because why not? There is no punishment for fucking lying. The law that said they could not use propaganda on us, they had that son of a bitch removed, didn't they? So they can run a whole fucking program. Everything you see can be a fucking production. And they can do it with fucking impunity from prosecution. But not from the prosecution of the fucking common law courts. But of course they're immune from the prosecution of the goddamn corporations that fucking own them and tell them what the fucking... what the star chamber fucking findings are going to be in their fucking star chamber courts. Only one way this stops, people. Whether you fucking get, until you grasp onto that fucking idea and understand it, you're not going any goddamn where, and it's only going to get worse. I promise you, I give you my word right here, right now. It's going to get worse every fucking day until you rise up and fucking blast these motherfuckers out of here. They're entrenching. And as they entrench, they're trying to find new ways to get around the fact that they're so fucking outnumbered. And the more time you give them, I mean, you're giving them time. You're aiding and abetting the enemy by not fucking attacking them right now. It is not only your right, it is your goddamn duty to fucking defend that fucking Bill of Rights with your fucking life. To enforce that son of a bitch with your fucking life. Because that is the freedom and liberty. What the hell else are you living for? Reductions are necessary in emissions of nitrogen oxide from the animal manure and foam, from the use of ammonia in fertilizer, the government says. estimating a 30% reduction in the number of livestock is needed. Very well, let's get rid of it. See, we're about to go hungry. We have food shortages out the fucking yin. Let's get rid of 30% of the fucking cows. What? Come on. We're the geniuses here. Let's get rid of 30% of the cows. And then that way we won't have to worry about fucking smothering to death. We'll die of fucking starvation. And they want, that'd be better anyway. Cause, I mean, there's everything they're doing here is just to try to fucking demonstrate manipulation, to demonstrate power they do not fucking have. And I hope that these goddamn Polish and these Italian farmers fucking start fucking doing the right fucking thing. Start fucking operating. Start operating underground. Rip these fucking motherfuckers down from, there ain't that many of them. You let them take all the fucking guns. You let them get the monopoly on the fucking firepower, but you can take it back. You're going to pay some lives for your stupidity. So are we here in the United States. We're going to pay a lot of lives here in the United States for nothing but pure fucking stupidity and fucking laziness and cowardice. That is the sickest fucking part of the whole thing. And this is generational. Because this should have been stopped fucking generations ago. Back in the 30s when they seized the gold without due process of the law, without an individual filing, as required by the procedural due process of the fucking unalienable highest fucking ratified by the people law in this goddamn land. It was just, nope, we're just going to go ahead and take your gold. Because we need to. I'm Franklin Dillon there, Roosevelt, and some of my best friends are communists. This is how, we're going to take your gold. No, you ain't, son of a bitch. Right then and there, people should have put their foots down, jacked. But I mean, you watch this and you listen to people talk about it and they talk about it like the days of old. You know, and they did. They ran the people down into the fucking ground and broke them off. They treated them like fucking dog shit. Some fought them like the miners and their union wars, and some fought the dirty bastards, the union, you know, the bulls for the company bulls and fucking, you know. Some people fucking had the moxie. I'll tell you what right now, motherfuckers, everybody in this fucking country has a gun. And they're wanting to blow your fucking head off. They are tired of the misery you're making them in violation of their fucking law. They are tired of you pumping the foreigners into their fucking country and taking what belongs to them in violation of their fucking law. They are sick and fucking tired of your fucking unlawful corporation created in violation of the 9th article of the people's fucking law. That would be the law of December 15, 1791. That unalienable law says you can't fucking do it. We are sick and fucking tired of you. And I think you fucking know it quite well. This was just, where do we go from here? Well, I don't know. Goddamn Georgia Guide. I mean, that was quite a fucking, that was something to wake up to in the morning. Georgia Guidestones got blew up. And then you got to start looking for the sinister fucking things behind it. You're like, yeah, fuck yeah, man. Knock that fucking piece of shit down. But then you start looking at, why? I mean, you son of a bitches, that got knocked down, really? Man, it was either some people who were paying fucking attention, some people who learned how their surveillance worked. And fucking beat their surveillance and fucking took it out. Or it was them, because this genocide on the world is about to pick up big time. And they don't want people going, Georgia Guidestones. Oh, you know, all you're going to get right now was destroyed. I mean, when you look at all the different places, like finally, Fox and all these other affiliates started reporting on it. I mean, it's like a day, nobody was reporting on it but the local fucking yokels. And then and all they're saying is just like one-liners, you know, little bits of, it was America's Stonehenge, fucking bullshit. It's strange. And I sincerely hope it was an American national who said, no, you're fucking not gonna. I'll strike a blow. I will fucking stand up. I can think. You got, man, look at the security you got around that son of a bitch. I bet you I can smoke it. I bet you I can smoke your security and I can blow that son of a bitch all the fucking pieces. I hope it was somebody like that. But I don't know. Because like I said, we might be about to see this is going on the third fucking year, man, and people are starting to drop around here. I mean, I don't know where you people are at, but people are starting to drop around here, I mean, in their fucking 40s and 50s. And everybody will say, well, they drank and they did this and they did that. And you know what? People have done, I tell them, I say, people have done that here all the, forever, haven't they? Well, yeah. Well, would it just start fucking affecting them on this generation here? Or you think it might be that shot? And as they fucking get pacemakers and get their fucking goddamn dye, they're starting to go, I think it's a fucking shot that they're giving us. I think that fucking shot's a kill shot. And then they start thinking about the people they're dealing with, their gooberment, their fucking corporate gooberment. And then they start thinking about, well, I know them people all my life. I've known them for fucking forever. It's a tribe. Would they sell my life, my kids' lives for $200 a piece? I mean, they can send me $250, so that means that they're probably getting $1,250. Would they, for a grand, would they fucking just let them fucking kill me? Well, hell yes, they would. And you know they would. No matter what anyone wants to fucking say, you fucking know they would. In a fucking heartbeat. And laugh about it. You know, so, boom, geez, that was a terrible thing that happened to him. Mm-hmm. Anyways, guys, I've had enough of this silliness, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, everything remains in total chaos. Nobody knows up from down. It seems that the people cannot quite get their grasp of the fucking situation that is the world. Well, they hit us with something national and made it international, and that's kind of left like a kind of jet lag kind of deal going. But I think the people are starting to fucking wake up. I mean, like this thing over in the Netherlands and in Poland, hey, I'm going to starve to death. I'm not going down without fighting. And that's, I mean, this shit has to stop, and we can stop it so easy. All we have to do, we are allowing it. It's not stopping it. We're allowing it, people. That's what drives me completely insane. We are fucking allowing this shit. We know what it is. We know how wrong it is. The pedophilia on children. The fucking rape of our resources. The theft of our land. Bringing the fucking Chinese in and letting them fucking put banks in our country. I mean, all of it. We know what it is. And we're allowing it. And that is The Word from the Trenches.